On another front, U.S. and Turkish diplomats are still negotiating over the use of Turkey's airspace by American planes on their way to Iraq. After a delay of several weeks, Turkey's parliament voted yesterday to open the country's airspace to U.S. planes, but the government in Ankara later delayed final approval. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of military advances have U.S. and British troops had today?
Well, you've mentioned some of them. You mentioned that most of the key port city of Umm Qasr, which is in the south, has been captured. Now, that is strategic because it has oil. It's very close to oil fields, and also it's the only port going to the Persian Gulf. So that is, they were considering that to be very critical. Also, apparently, at least some defense officials say that at least one airfield in the far western part of Iraq has been captured or controlled to some extent. This also is very strategic because this airfield is where many people believe Saddam Hussein to have weapons of mass destruction, including Scud missiles. So there have been some victories. There's been some resistance, but also a fair amount of victories.
A lot of surrenders.
That's right. This morning, 250 people, apparently, according to a British commander, surrendered at Umm Qasr. Apparently, hundreds of others, that's what we hear, hundreds of others have surrendered in other parts of the country. Now, I have to say that these are only regular army soldiers who are surrendering, not the Republican Guard, which are considered much more loyal to Saddam Hussein. The information minister in Iraq tried to put his own spin on it. He said, actually, those pictures that you saw on television were not Iraqi army, but many people don't believe that. But even the White House has really shown some kind of caution here. The White House spokesman said, look, it would be very silly to think of this as anything but potentially a lengthy and dangerous war. So he cautioned against too much optimism.
Now, what about casualties?
Well, we had the first combat casualty this morning. A U.S. Marine in the south was killed as his force was moving through that area. Last night, of course, there was a helicopter that crashed. Four American soldiers and eight British soldiers were killed. And so we have had the first casualties.
Are they still trying to figure out whether that was Saddam Hussein on that videotape?
Yeah, you know, I talked to an intelligence official this morning. Apparently, intelligence officials have analyzed this. They've compared the voice on the tape that appeared on Wednesday night with other tapes of Saddam Hussein. And what they've decided is this is Saddam Hussein. That was he who appeared that night. However, they don't know when that tape was made, and it could have been made earlier, before the raid, and therefore it is possible that Saddam Hussein is injured or killed. But an official said to me, you know, we had very precise information about where Saddam Hussein was on that morning, and I'll tell you, he can't trust anyone anymore. That's what he said.
And more protests against the war?
Yes, both inside and outside of Iraq. There have been a number of protesters. Westerners acting as human shields set up camp outside a nuclear power plant near Baghdad. And in outside of Iraq, the response has been even more vigorous, really. Demonstrators in Egypt, in Lebanon, and other Arab cities marched through the streets. They condemned America's assault on the Iraqi land. And in Yemen, things turned really quite violent. One protester and one policeman died as they clashed.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.